After 2.5 months, the pro-democracy occupation of downtown Hong Kong is essentially over. Police dismantled the sprawling main tent camp in the heart of the city today. They also arrested some 200 protesters who sat in the middle of the highway and, in an act of civil disobedience, refused to leave. NPR's Frank Langfitt sent this report from Hong Kong.
The mood in the camp this morning was somber as protesters prepared for police to clear the site. One demonstrator played a song inspired by the democracy movement as others packed up their belongings. Among many demonstrators, though, there was also a sense of defiance. In the end, the day concluded with the sound of this. Police tore down hundreds of tents and used crowbars to dismantle homemade staircases. Dump trucks and heavy equipment followed, scooping up debris and clearing the 8-lane highway. Not all the protesters went willingly.
Okay, they're bringing the first person out. They're carrying her out, carrying a student out. Four cops just actually holding her arms and legs.
Democracy now!
Alex Chow, a student protest leader, stood on a giant stepladder overlooking the sit-in. Even as police cleared the streets, he vowed more demonstrations.
Civil disobedience action will be repeatedly happened in Hong Kong.
Because, he said, protesters don't accept Hong Kong's chief executive, Chiu Ai-lung, who was picked by a committee largely loyal to the Chinese Communist Party.
We would not choose to cooperate with an unauthorized government. You are not selected and voted by the Hong Kong people. We will resist till the last moment.
By nightfall, Chow Tu was taken away by police. Protesters are demanding the right to choose their next chief executive through free and open elections. Fearful of setting a precedent on the mainland, the Communist Party insists on vetting candidates. Over 75 days of protests, China's authoritarian government never blinked. Amid political defeat, retired pro-democracy legislator Martin Lee said the demonstration's greatest value was awakening Hong Kong's youth.
Thousands and thousands of students, both in universities and in secondary schools, already, each of them, now has a fire of democracy burning in his heart or her heart. And this fire cannot be quenched by an iron fist.
But some protesters worry that without a central gathering place on the streets, the movement could wither, particularly in a pragmatic city like Hong Kong, where traditionally most people have mostly been concerned with just making money. The night before the clearance, Jacqueline Lung, a 22-year-old social worker, was making commemorative T-shirts to keep the demonstrations in people's minds.
I'm quite worried that if Hong Kong people will forget the movement after a half year or a year. I don't want it to happen, but I'm a bit worried because Hong Kong people are quite forgetful.
Especially, she says, when it comes to politics. Frank Langford, NPR News, Hong Kong.